The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. What's the story about a British adventurer missing in PNG?
Extraordinary. A search for a British explorer. I mean, explorer, yes. Extraordinary. This Benedict Allen is the guy's name. He's 57 years of age. He's gone missing for 4 days while on an expedition, as you say, to Papua New Guinea. He's on his own. He's trying to find the reclusive Yafo tribe, but, of course, he's in tough jungle terrain and large swathes of it. Yep. Mobile phone coverage is not where they hoped he would be. And 4 days on, there's now rescue teams looking for him. This is a guy who's no stranger to adventure. I mean, he was shot at in the Amazon. He had to eat his own dog once to survive. And on a previous trip to PNG, he had his face repeatedly cut in an initiation ceremony. But he also tweeted, this is a little tiny bit scary, he tweeted before flying out from Heathrow Airport, "Don't try to rescue me. You won't ever find me." I hope that's not the case somehow.
Amazing, amazing. Just on the story that you're doing today about rail track suicides, this is something we never ever hear about, do we? We just hear that trains are delayed on the Northern Line, but they never actually tell us, do they?
No, exactly that. There's an incident. We get those all the time on the tube trains, our network rail trains. And in fact, last year, 273 people committed suicide on the UK railway lines, most people jumping in front of trains. And so this new mental health campaign is to encourage commuters, us, to step in if we see someone looking lost or vulnerable, particularly if they look like they're sort of standing too close to the railway lines or whatever, just to engage them in conversation. And it has a very catchy line. I mean, it says it all, really. But this is a joint initiative from Network Rail Police and the Samaritans, and the tagline is, "Small talk saves lives." Engage vulnerable people in conversation, they hope.
People are frightened to do that these days because they fear for their own personal safety. It's just a mess, isn't it? But it's a very sad statistic. Thanks, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.